Welcome to Shomar Shomar on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lo Yinishmas Aram Biyakos Shalom Le'ab Asitzchok. We're holding in Chagigah Daf Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph towards the end of the page brings the pasuk in Mishlei that says Hod kar raglecho in beis re'echo, pen yisbo'echo usne'echo, which the simple understanding means don't be too frequent by your friend's house, because if you're there too much, he is going to have too much of you and he's not going to like you anymore. But the Gemara learns the drasha from here. This is talking about chatoyas v'ashamos. Talk about a person who should not bring too many korbanos. And the Gemara says, which korban he should not bring is a chatas and asham. That's what the pasuk is referring to. The Maharshal is bothered by that l'chora, this is not a simple pshat in the pasuk. Simple pshat is talking about one who visits his friend's house. So the Gemara should darshan what the pasuk means. The pasuk, even though the pasuk is talking about a regular friend, but the drasha is a chatas v'asham. And the Gemara seems to indicate that this pasuk speaks of a chatas v'asham as if it's written here in Mefarish. Says the Maharshal, a very big yesoit about Sefer Mishlei, and it brings another place, brings in Pesachah Schulin as well, that Sefer Mishlei is different than the other Sfarim of Torah. In the other Sfarim of Torah, you have the simple understanding of the pasuk, and then you have the drash, the oimek, the depth behind the words. But in Sefer Mishlei, the pshat, the simple understanding, is the depth behind the heart, the words. That's why Sefer Mishlei is called Mishlei, Loshon Mashal. It's telling you right away, don't focus what it says. What it says is only a mashal, is only something to come to indicate something deeper. Focus on the deep part, don't focus on the surface. Mishlei, we're not focusing on the surface. We're focusing much more on what's beyond the surface. That's what Mishlei right away refers to. And to explain this a little bit more, the pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav says, "Lehavin moshel umelitza, divrei chachamim vechidoyso." You want to understand the moshel and the understanding of the moshel, the explanation of the moshel, and chachamim say and their chido, their riddles. So the Vilna Gaon explains there that in Torah Shebichtav you have two layers. One layer is what the simple understanding of the pasuk is. Then you have a deeper understanding of what's behind the words. So that's you have lehavin moshel u'melitza. You have the moshel itself, and you have the melitza behind the words. You have to understand both, as the Goyin there says in all the Pirushim of the Goyin on Mishlei. But when we speak about divrei chachamim, when chachamim tell you something, then chachamim don't have two layers. You have only the deep layer. That's what Divrei Chachamim is called a chido. Chido means it's a riddle. The riddle, there's no explanation to the riddle itself. I give you a riddle for you to understand what's behind the riddle. Divrei Chachamim is always what's behind the words. It's not the words themselves. And my Rebbe Yirmiyahu Shapir Zatzal, on his Shiurim and Mishlei, explains this more, that in Torah, you have the actual words have a meaning as well. The actual words tell you something. There is something to learn from the Pashat Pshat of the Psukim. You have a story, you have a simple understanding of the Pshat. Then there's another layer, and there's deeper layers and layers with Lifnim layers. But when I'm talking about Divrei Chachamim, when I'm speaking specifically the Agadotas and Shas, many times the stories themselves don't make much sense. If you look through the stories of Rabbi Baruch Hanno and Bo Basra, the stories that seem to be ridiculous, the stories don't add up. Because what Chazal is giving you is not the simple understanding. They give you straight to the depth. Lahavin moshel u'melitza Torah shebichtav. Divrei chachamim v'chidoysom in Torah shebaalpeh. What the Maharshal seems to tell us over here is that Mishlei is somewhat of a hybrid between a regular Torah shebichtav and a Torah shebaalpeh. Torah shebaalpeh, I look only in the depth. I don't care about the surface. I mean, the surface is supposed to give me the way to get to the depth. Torah Shebichtav, I have the simple understanding, and then I have a drash. Mishlei, you also have a simple understanding, but the first layer you reach is the depth. The first layer you have is what's been beyond the words. Then you have also the words themselves. You have to understand both, as the Goyin says over there. All Torah Shebichtav, you have to understand both. And so brings the Ber Moshe, when he brings his Maharshal, he emphasized the fact that you need to have both ideas, both understandings of the pshat and the drash behind the words. But by Mishlei, what's called the pshat, what's called the first understanding, It's what's beyond the words. The rest of Torah Shebichtav, the first understanding is the simple pshat of the words, and the second understanding, the drash, is when you go beyond, you go more in depth. Mishle is unique, as we said in the beginning. It's called Mishle. It's telling you right away, it's only a mashal. Go right away beyond the words. That's a simple understanding in the pasuk. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.